Hey, what's going on? It's Doug Cunnington here, your host. I wanted to pop in before I send it to the interview. As normal with the interviews, I've divided this into two different parts, and I think I like the way it's working out. I cover one topic for the first part, one topic for the second part, and it gives you a chance to dive deeper into a certain topic or just skip one if you don't like the conversation for some reason, but I hope you do like it. In this episode, I talked to Spencer Hawes, and we talk about Rank Logic and why he created this specific plugin. And then we talk about the March core update, which actually gets super interesting. We could have gone probably for 2 or 3 hours, but we only went about 30 minutes on that part. So we're going to start off with Rank Logic, and then we'll talk about the core update. And let's send it to the interview right now. Welcome to the Ranking Revolution podcast, your go-to source for strategies and ideas for SEO, organic growth, content creation, and business. In this episode, I'm chatting with my friend Spencer Hawes. We'll talk about Rank Logic, a WordPress plugin that helps you track SEO performance, and we'll also talk about the March 2024 core algorithm update, which we're just finishing up right now. Spencer, how's it going today?
Doug, it is going really well. I'm excited to be here on the podcast and chat SEO and everything else.
And a lot of people know who you are, but I'm going to give a little bit of an intro here. You're the founder of Niche Pursuits and started your entrepreneurial journey in 2006, laying the foundation for a series of ventures online. And actually, your blog and podcast really helped me get started. So I found Pat Flynn first, and then I heard you interviewed. And then, like many of us, I stalked you online and read everything that you wrote and really loved your podcast. And I credit you with, you know, really getting me started. So, despite some of those early challenges in building niche websites from 2005 to 2010, those experiences kind of laid the foundation for you mastering SEO and some of your future projects. You quit your day job in 2011, and I think it was because you were just earning enough with your websites. Is that
exactly right?
So once you started earning enough, you were like, hey, I could do this on my own. And you started a couple software companies, and you've sold some and exited, and you have some other stuff going on, but you have Longtail Pro, or you had Longtail Pro, you started that. You got into Amazon FBA for a bit. You created Table Labs and Link Whisper to essentially enhance some of the issues you were having and take care of some of the issues you were having. You co-founded Motion Invest. And you've probably done 5 or 6 other things that I haven't listed on here too. But one thing that always impresses me is you're still building new niche sites and running challenges to help grow the community and just like share the knowledge. So I think you've done a really awesome job over, what, like the last 16, 17 years here. So let's talk about Rank Logic. So what inspired the creation of Rank Logic?
Yeah, so Rank Logic, as you mentioned, is a way to track your SEO performance. You can track keywords, but the bigger thing, and really which was the nugget of the idea for me, why I wanted it, was a way to track how my content updates were performing, right? Testing. You know, if I change the title of an article, or if I update a couple paragraphs of the article, did that really have an impact? And so previously, it would be a lot of manual effort. You know, I had spreadsheets set up. I'd check my Google Search Console, you know, kind of before and after and notate what I changed. And it can become messy depending on how many updates you perform on an article. And so I created Rank Logic to do all that automatically. You don't have to even say that you're starting a test. If you do it in WordPress, Rank Logic is tracking it, right? So if you change the title, it creates the graph before and after. It kind of takes care of all of that manual tracking for you. So that's why I started. I wanted to track my content update performance, but tied into that is all the analytics of keyword tracking. And now we actually integrate with Google Analytics 4, so you can get all of that data right in the WordPress editor. You can see all your graphs, you know, traffic stats, rankings, everything right there.
And you mentioned Analytics 4. Mm-hmm. When you mentioned the solution, you know, up front, I'm like, oh, can't we just track that in analytics, right? So what's the issue with Google Analytics 4?
Yeah, I mean, one is that it can be difficult to learn. It's a big learning curve. for a lot of people. And another thing, I mean, for content updates, for example, it doesn't really track that for you, right? Again, it's all just, it's manual, right? You can look at what your traffic was a week ago and what it is today, but again, you got to track in a spreadsheet whether you made an update or not. But another big thing that I use RankLogic for that Google Analytics 4 does not do well is tracking groups of content. So if I've got 10 or 20 or 100 articles that are all in one category, or maybe they're all by one author, or they're all whatever reason, I want to group them all together and see how that basket of content is performing. RankLogic makes that really easy, right? You just put it in a project or select the author, and then it shows all the stats, right? You can see that, oh, I got 1,000 visitors today from author XYZ, and it's with the click of a button. Good luck trying to do that in Google Analytics 4. Like, it's
right.
I don't know how to do it, honestly. I figured out how to do something similar in Universal Analytics, but have not figured out how to do that in Google Analytics 4.
I'm kind of a data person, right? I think, you know, if you're working online, like, you end up being a spreadsheet and a data person and all that. But, and usually I'm like, oh, I could kind of imagine how one might come up with a solution for, you know, whatever the tool is. But yeah, I'm stumped. I have no idea how you would do that. You have to have like the integration with WordPress, I think. Okay.
Yep.
Very cool. Well, and a lot of the listeners, a lot of the viewers are agency owners. They are maybe solo agency owners, solopreneurs, and they're looking to grow. Like, how can RankLogic fit into working with clients? And I'll leave it kind of open because I know, you know, some people, they run their website and then they have an agency helping out. Sometimes the owner of the website doesn't really do anything, and it's more of a managed services situation with the agency. So what kind of solutions, how can an agency owner roll this out to some of their clients?
Yeah, I mean, RankLogic is a WordPress plugin, so it's really easy. So assuming that you have, you know, lots of clients on WordPress, you can get a 50 site license or whatever, and for a small amount, right, relatively speaking, per client, you install this on their website and you have all of this analytics, right? You can suddenly put together great reports using RankLogic. You can export the data in terms of keyword rankings, traffic stats, and what's, again, even better is if you are an agency and you're doing a lot of the SEO work yourself in terms of updating content, the plugin, again, tracks all of those changes automatically for you. And so you can go back to the client and say, okay, here's, you know, you can see all the updates that we made, and you can see where the traffic was when we started and where it is now. And all of that, again, testing is done automatically. So it's going to save you as an agency owner a ton of time because you don't have to have all those spreadsheets. It's tracked automatically for you. And every client is separate, right, on their own WordPress installation. And so it keeps everybody separate.
Okay. And this is huge. I don't know if we could highlight it enough. So as a agency owner working with clients, you could show the results that you're getting for the client. So it's like, if you are not doing this in some capacity, and RankLogic makes it super easy, but if you're not doing this, you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot, assuming you are an effective marketer and SEO and you're actually doing a good job. Do you have anything, no question there, but do you have anything to add to that? It's just like a no-brainer to show the results and make it super easy and clear.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's all about, of course, showing results. As an agency owner, you want to be able to show that you're adding value to your clients. And this is one way to do that. If you're actually providing content, right? If part of your agency is you're one of the authors on the site itself, right? You can obviously track all the stats for your author. And you can see, okay, when we started, you know, we weren't getting any traffic because we hadn't written any content. But now after 6 months, you see the graph. You just export the graph and say, hey, look, I mean, we're now driving all these results because we're now producing this content on your site. So there's a lot of different ways that you can kind of slice and dice the data for the client to make it easy for them to understand and to see the value.
It integrates with Search Console and GA4. Any other integrations?
It's just those two right now, which provides pretty much all the data. And then because it actually lives on WordPress, that's really the magic that happens there, is because it lives on WordPress, it sees all the changes automatically happening on a website. Where a lot of third-party tools, you know, an Ahrefs, a SEMrush, they don't see what's happening on the website. You have to actually manually input something. So marrying the data sources with WordPress is really where the magic happens.
Okay, very good. And, you know, we'll link up so people can dig into it deeper, but hopefully they can visualize, like, you have the information and data from analytics, you have it from Search Console, and then you're overlaying what you know from WordPress, whether it's the groups that you've created, maybe the author, the changes, any of the details, like you lay that on top. So you have, you know, if people could imagine a database, like that's what it is. You have a reference key, and then you have all this other data that opens up that before you have to look on this screen, and then you have to open up another tab and another tab and kind of, you know, just imagine what it could mean. But here you see it all on your dashboard, right?
Right. Exactly. Makes it really easy.
Hey, it's Doug here, and I hope you're enjoying the show. Ranking Revolution just launched, so I'd love your support. Please subscribe wherever you're consuming this show. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And if you're really ambitious, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, an enemy, anyone that will listen. And I appreciate your support. Oh yeah, sign up for the email list too. There's a link in the description and show notes. You're awesome and have a great day. Super powerful. Okay. So were there any other solutions out there? So do you have competitors in this space that are doing the same thing?
No competitors that are doing exactly this thing, right? It's always sort of piecemeal, right? I mentioned a couple of third-party tools that you can use for all sorts of things. There's keyword rank trackers. That's a huge market, obviously. RankLogic has rank tracking, so there's that competition. But nothing quite that I've seen for tracking content updates, the grouping of the content, and living on WordPress so you get all that data live. That's sort of the difference there.
Okay. And that makes sense. I mean, a lot of stuff sort of came together, especially with GA4, where, you know, some people were pretty effective with creating reports and custom reports if they were savvy and they were, you know, we were using it for many years. But when that went away, we're kind of left without much to do. So,
right.
You've created several software products now. Is it a little bit easier now? And you're not a coder yourself, right? You have a team.
Correct. Yeah, I've always hired developers. I'm not a coder myself.
All right. Yeah. So has it gotten easier just working with some of the same folks, which I actually met some of your team at FinCon?
That's right. You sure did.
Yeah.
I'm aware of the pitfalls that might happen in developing software. You know, certainly my first go around, the first software product I ever created was Longtail Pro that you mentioned many years ago, back in 2011, and made a lot of mistakes. I didn't make quite as many mistakes, you know, this go around. I've created a few different tools. And so I learned something each time I create a new software product. I don't know if it's necessarily easier because there's always challenges. How will the market respond? You know, there's always unforeseen circumstances that might make things difficult, but it is easier in terms of I know what's coming, what needs to be done. You know, I understand beta and alpha testing a whole lot more and the importance of getting customer feedback early on. I've learned a lot of these things that hopefully make a more successful product at the end of the day.
Yeah, you just got to get the reps in. Well, do you have any specific challenges when you were developing RankLogic?
One of the things, well, so I've got Link Whisper, which is, you know, another WordPress plugin. And I have a team in place with that because it's a little more established of a business. And then I decided, of course, why don't I create another WordPress plugin? And so I tapped into a lot of the same team members. And some of the challenges, one of the big challenges that came up was just the amount of time. I'm stretching my employees too thin. I had my main developer that's really putting in essentially full time on Link Whisper, and now I'm asking him to build a new software product. And he did a good job, but it started to stretch. You know, I wanted it done in 6 months and it was like going beyond that. And so I needed to hire a third-party development shop, did a lot of vetting, brought them in, and they generally did a good job, but they were pretty expensive. And even they ended up having, you know, the regular issues. They had turnover on their team and, you know, the deadlines weren't met. And so that's just kind of the name of the game, unfortunately, with software, is that there's this sort of feature creep, you know, is part of it. Is like they build a couple of features and it's like, well, it'd be nice if we had this minor little thing. And so part of it's my fault. Part of it's, you know, just the nature of the beast that it can take a long time. So that's been kind of ongoing challenges. It's just personnel and length of development.
Okay. And that, yeah, that basically never goes away with software. Like those are just standard, or any project really, like that just happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Well, it means you got the, you know, most of the silly problems that should not be there out of the way. So you're just running into the ones that are just always going to be there.
Right. Hopefully.
Yeah. All right. Well, how do you gather and incorporate the user and customer feedback into RankLogic's development or other tools for that matter?
Mm-hmm. So before I launch a software product, I try to get a lot of feedback from early potential customers. So hopping on calls with potential customers, asking them how they might use features that would be in RankLogic or LinkWhisper or whatever the product is, and truly understanding their process for tracking keywords or building internal links or whatever the problem is that I'm trying to solve. I think that from the very beginning, early on, is super important to make sure that guides the direction of the product early on. But then after you've sort of done a lot of beta testing, and I guess that's a big step, is have an early version of the product that is not publicly released that you try to get 20 or 30 people testing and getting feedback from them. But then, okay, then after that, and nowadays that I have the existing product, it's live, real customers that are paying money, trying to continue to listen to them when we notice things like support tickets that are repetitive, you know, people having certain issues that are unable to figure out how to do something, or there's bugs, to really be on top of that. And so we have a system where we take that feedback in our support tickets, gets put right into GitHub, so that immediately our developers can see that feedback and either start working on it if it's an obvious bug, or they can ping me to get me involved and say, okay, there's a bunch of people mentioning a new feature. Should we develop that? Right. And then it's a business decision at that point to decide, okay, do we go this direction that customers appear to be guiding us in, and just making some of those decisions. But for sure, customer feedback is super important, because they're using it on a daily basis as much as I use it. There's always ideas or integrations or issues that come up that you didn't think of that your customers will definitely make you aware of.
Leading me to the next question with integration. So are there plans, or do you see other integrations possible, I don't know, like in the next 12 or 18 months or anything like that?
We have toyed around with using more AI in the tool, you know, integrating with OpenAI to assist in either content updates or in understanding data better on your website. And so those are some of the things for sure that we've been looking at, and actually done a little bit of development, kind of playing around with how things might work. So I would see that as potential, certainly over the next 12 months. Beyond that, I'm not sure where else we might go. I mean, there could be other data sources potentially that we could look at, but nothing on the immediate radar.
And then more generally, long-term goals or visions for where RankLogic might go?
Yeah, just really want to make it the go-to tool for SEO content updates, for keyword tracking and analytics. I feel like it's such a big market already. I think if we can just nail that vision, then we've got a long runway to go. So I don't foresee any like big drastic changes or new features per se, other than we've zeroed in on the market, really just want to grow it as much as possible 2, 3, 5 years and make it a much bigger player than it is currently.
Very cool. Well, if people want to find out more about RankLogic, is there any particular place we want to send them?
Yeah, just head over to ranklogic.com. That's going to be the best place. Got some demo videos there. Of course, explains the product. But yeah, ranklogic.com. They can always follow along with me. I'm a little more active on Twitter, you know, if they want to interact personally with me.
Thanks a lot to Spencer, and we'll link up to RankLogic so you can check it out a little bit more if you want to. And that concludes part one. Part two is where we talk about the March core algorithm update and kind of the state of content sites, niche sites, authority sites, whatever you want to call them. So if you liked where this episode was going, we get into even more juicy stuff. I really enjoyed the conversation with part two. So that's it for today. Remember, if you have a chance, please leave a review out there. If you're on YouTube, leave a comment. Make sure you're subscribed wherever you go. Tell your friends about it. If you go to a conference, say, hey, did you check out Doug's new show? It's really cool. And get them to subscribe and force them to leave a review as well. All right. Thanks a lot. And we'll catch you on the next episode.